Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bible to John chapter 10. In verse 28, the Word of God says, and this is Jesus speaking, He says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. By the way, that's you. You have eternal life, you will never perish. You don't die. Your body dies, but you're not your body. It's like taking off your shirt when you go to bed at night or you go in the shower or something. Just because you took your shirt off didn't mean you died. It's just you took your shirt off. Your body is like a coat. You live in it. You need it. But it's not you. It's not who you are. Who you are is your soul. And that cannot die. It's impossible for a soul to die. So you may put your body down. You may take it off someday. You will. But you're not going to die. You're going to continue living. God will give you a new body. It's called a soul body. And that's what you have in heaven. So he says to them, I give you eternal life and you will never perish. You will never die. Perish also means you're not going to go to hell. Okay? You, because you are Christians, cannot go to hell. Absolutely 100% impossible for a Christian to go to hell. I don't care if they're good or bad. If it's a Christian, they cannot go to hell. It's not possible. Now, I'm not saying it's okay for Christians to be bad. I am saying that it's impossible for a Christian to go to hell. Because that which makes them a Christian also guarantees them that they're going to heaven, which was Christ. Christ died for their sins. The Christian accepts the death of Christ for their sins. Therefore, they will never be held responsible for those sins by God. Because the penalty for those sins has been paid by Christ, and they accepted what Christ did for them, and therefore it counts to their credit. So you cannot go to hell. Absolutely impossible. You cannot go to hell. Then he continues, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Jesus and the Father are one person. And that gives people a little bit of trouble sometimes. Let's say that you have a man who's a doctor. And he's married and he has children. If you go to him as a patient, you will know him as the doctor. And you will have a certain type of relationship to that man that is a doctor and patient relationship. However, if you're his wife, you have a completely different relationship. You don't know him as doctor, you know him as your husband. And so, the relationship the wife has to the man, who is a doctor, is very different than the relationship that a patient has to that man. Likewise, if you're that person's son or daughter, your relationship to him is also going to be very different than if you're a patient or if you're his wife. You're going to know him as dad, the wife is going to know him as her husband, and the patient is going to know him as doctor. Now, it's all the same person. But the way that you know him varies depending on the relationship that you have with him. This is the same thing with the Father, Son, and Spirit. The Father is God in heaven who planned everything out. The Son is the very same God. It's not like there's two gods, there's only one. The Son is the very same God who's in heaven who planned everything out, but now he takes on the form of a man. And so now we know him as the Son of God, albeit he is also the Father at the same time. He's the same person. The Holy Spirit is that same God living inside of you. So the same one who's the Father is the one who's the Son is the one who's the Spirit, but the way that you have a relationship with Him is different. According to the relationship is how you know Him, whether it's the Father, Son, or Spirit, but it's the same person. So he says, my Father and I are the same person. Nobody can pluck them out of my hand. Nobody can pluck them out of the Father's hand. Nobody can pluck them out of the hands of the Son, Jesus, because Jesus died for our sins. So what sin is there that can result in us losing what we have with them? He died for all our sins. Likewise, nobody can pluck us out of the Father's hand because the Father is the one who planned it all. The Father is the one who decided, I'm going to come down there in the form of Jesus so that I can die for their sins. I'm going to take care of the whole thing. I'm establishing this phenomenal plan of redemption for them so they can go to heaven when they die, so sin does not become a problem for them. Who's going to take me out of his hand? Who's going to separate me from him? Nobody can. Why? Because he's God and he's the one who figured it out. And he's the one who carried it out. I want you guys to remember this. Nobody can take you out of the hand of God. The fact that you are saved, the fact that you are Christians, cannot be changed. Once the Holy Spirit is living inside of you, He will not ever go away. Now, you can make mistakes. I don't want you to make mistakes. God forbid you make mistakes. But even if you make mistakes, that will not change. You can never lose your place with God. You can never change the fact that you're going to heaven when you die. And you can never change the fact that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. You cannot change it, and nobody else can change it either. And God will not change it, because God's the one who decided that that's the way it's going to be. There are some people out there who tell you that you can be taken out of God's hand. You cannot be taken out of God's hand. Can you imagine? Let's say that there's a world champion weightlifter, and he probably has arms the size of, I don't know, tree trunks. And you're going to go arm wrestle him. Who do you think's going to win? Probably the weightlifter's gonna win. Every time. Right? Why? Because he's the world champion. So it really doesn't matter who comes up against him. He's going to win. You cannot win arm wrestling this guy. That's like saying to God, God, I can beat you arm wrestling. No, you can't. God holds your atoms together. How are you gonna beat him? Arm wrestling. It's not a challenge. It's nothing. It's silly. If you say, God, I'm going to beat you arm wrestling, God's going to laugh at you. He's going to think that's funny. Because it's such a ridiculous thought. Likewise, the thought that somebody could remove us from the hand of God is a ridiculous thought. Who's going to remove us from God's hand? Who's stronger than God? Who's greater than God? Who's got more ability than God? Nobody can take us out of God's hand. Nobody has the ability. God's not just going to let us go. God loves us. Well, nothing can ever happen that would take you out of God's hand. Nothing could ever happen that will result in you, because you are Christians, in going to hell. Nothing can. Now, if I do things that I should not do with God, He's a good dad. He's going to discipline us. If I do things that God says don't do them, He'll spank me. And He's pretty good at it. But He's not going to change the fact that He's my dad. Like, you guys have a dad. Do you ever do something that will change the fact that your dad is your dad? No. That's the reality. It's set in stone. You can't change that. Once your dad is your dad, that's it. That is an unchangeable fact of life. Your dad is your dad. Well, what if you do something wrong? What if you get a bad grade in school? Maybe now he won't be my dad. That's silly. It's ridiculous. Of course he'll still be your dad. He may not necessarily be happy with everything that you do, but he'll still be your dad. If I do things that my dad says don't do them, then he might have to spank me or something, but he'll still be my dad. Well, likewise with God. God says you're accepted by him. That's not going to change. God says you live inside of his hand. That's not going to change. God said he lives inside of you. That's not going to change. God said, you're going to heaven when you die. That's not going to change. And there is absolutely nothing that can change it. No one at all, not you, not anybody else, can take you out of God's hand. You belong to Him. So nobody can take you out of God's hand. Now, if you make a mistake, the fact that nobody can take you out of God's hand is really beneficial. When people don't have God in their life, when they're not Christians or they're not believers, if they make a mistake, they're kind of on their own. It's not that God wouldn't help them. It's that they won't accept His help. And that's why they're not believers. So those people are on their own. Those people aren't in the hand of God because they never got into the hand of God. God gave them the opportunity and they said no. With us, and you guys are fortunate because really it happened early in your lives rather than later in your lives, God gave you the opportunity. Hello, do you want to be saved? Do you want to be my kids? Do you want me to live inside of you? Do you want to go to heaven when you die? And you said yes. So now it's yours. Now you're in His hand. And now it's not changeable. Those people who are not believers, they can still become believers until the day they die. They can become believers, but until they become believers, they're on their own. But for you, because you're in His hand, if you fail, if you fall, if you make a mistake, the only place to fall into is into the hand of God. That's a good thing. Why? Because God loves you. Because God cares about you. Because God is patient with you. God is kind toward you. So if I make a mistake, God's going to say to me, okay, I'll be patient with you. I'll be kind to you. If you turn to me, I'll fix your mistake. Just turn to me. Don't continue in your mistake. Just turn to me. Let me fix your mistake. And He'll do that and He won't hold it against me. Why? Because He's very kind. Now, even if I don't do that, I still can't leave His hand because I'm in there for good. Now, there's a reason why I cannot leave His hand. And that's in Isaiah 49:16. The Word of God says, and this is God speaking, see, I have inscribed you in the palms of my hands. Have you ever seen a picture inscribed, let's say, in a rock? Maybe somebody makes a statue or one of those kind of like flat statues inside of a rock. Have you ever seen that before? You probably have in a picture somewhere. Right? Or maybe you can say you've seen a painting. Right? And you got this canvas, you got this big, and it's in a museum and there's this paint on it and it's creating this painting, this picture. Can you imagine taking the picture off of the canvas? Or can you take, let's say, Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore is that mountain with the president's faces carved into it. Can you imagine trying to take the faces of the presidents out of Mount Rushmore? That's not going to happen. See, it's kind of like that. God has you, your image, your picture, if you will. It's almost like tattooed in His palms. Now, who's going to take you out of His hand? It's not possible. You're in there, and you're in there permanently. And the idea is that His thought toward you is permanently a part of Him. So how are you going to change God? You're not. You can't change God. Nobody can. And because nobody can change God, nobody can take away from you that you're in His hand. And because nobody can change God, nobody can take away from you the fact that you're going to go to heaven when you die. Because nobody can change God, nobody can take away the fact that you're accepted by God no matter what. Because nobody can change God, nobody can change the fact that God is always going to be patient and kind with you. Nobody can change those things. Because that's who God is. And one of the things that He is someone who has you in His hand. That's not changeable. that also means that no matter what happens in your life, whether you think it's good or bad, God's always going to be faithful to you. If it's a need, God will always have a solution or a provision. God will always have an answer to every problem. God will always have a way out whenever there's trouble. If you're ever tempted, God will always have a way for you to beat the temptation. God will make sure it's there. Everything you need in life, God will always make sure that it's there for you. Because nobody can change it. You're in His hand. You can't be taken out. Do you guys understand that? Don't forget that. It's really important. All right, that's it for today.